This week's Parsha, Parshas Ekev, has a fantastic approach of the Noam Elimelech. And I'd like to start and introduce the Noam Elimelech's approach with one of the most powerful statements that the Rebbe Ramelech ever wrote. And for those who are true Ovdei Hashem, who say the Tfila Kodem L'Tfila, interesting expression, the prayer prior to prayer, the beautiful tefillah of the Noam Elimelech, are familiar with the concluding lines, and even those of us who don't, Avram Fried years ago made this expression very famous, and it's a beautiful expression, but let's analyze it a little bit more. Towards the end of the tefillah, Kodem HaTefillah, we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save us from jealousy, V'satzileinu mikinas ish mereyeyu, we should not be jealous of others and others jealous of us. And the opposite. Ten belibeinu, put in our hearts, shenira kol echod malas chavareinu, that we should see the good parts of our friends, their beautiful components. Velo chesronam, you and I have shortcomings, but let's focus on the good and not the shortcomings. And we should speak appropriately to each other. What a beautiful term in terms of Avas Yisrael. And these words should be etched on our heart. Adirabo tembili beinu shenire kol echad malo ischavereinu. And then there's an interesting line. It's not only simply focusing on the good of others, but then the Rebbe Ramelech connects us to tefillah. Remember, this is called the tefillah kodem ha-tefillah. U'sechazek hiskashruseinu ba'ava elecha. And strengthen the bonds, our bonds. In other words, now that we focused on malas chaveirenu, the good parts of each other, strengthen them ba'ava with love elecha towards you. So something very interesting that's happening over here. We're working on malas chavereinu, focusing on the good, what some might explain as being dan lekavschus, and then strengthen the bonds of ava elecha towards you. There's a process over here. What exactly is this process? That the tefillah, kodem ha-tefillah, culminates with this beautiful adirabah, let's not focus on jealousies, and with that, uschazek hiskashruseinu ba'ava elecha. Intuitively, you and I know that there is a relationship between bein adam lechaver, man and his fellow man, and bein adam lamakom. What exactly is it? In the opening of this week's parasha, the Rebbe Ramelech himself speaks about the opening words. V'hoya ekev tishmu'un. If you will hear, Rashi translates, the word Ekev is very strange. Rashi translates, Valya Ekev, you will listen to those mitzvos that are treaded upon by the heel. However, the Noam Elimelech has a very interesting take on the word Valya Ekev Tishmon, and maybe that will teach us the yesod of what the Rebbe Ramelech was saying in the tefillah. He quotes the Medrash, which is a Tanchum and Parshas Ba'aloyscha. Masha Asisa Chochma Atara L'Roisha. Wisdom is the crown of a head. Asisa Anova Ekev. Anova, humility, becomes the heel. There's Chochma, which is the head of a person. And then there is the humility, which is all the way on the bottom, that's the heel. What does that mean? Va'perish ha'poshut, says the Rebbe Ramelech, sha'anova hi ha'mikar, va'ashoyrish shel kol dover kedusha, v'hi ha'mikayim ha'kol. Anova is the basis, just like the body doesn't stand without the leg and the heel, so too humility is the source of everything. U'lakach nikris b'loshen ekev, and that's why our parsha begins, v'hoyo ekev tishma'un. Our parsha emphasizes the starting with the heel. You know what that's coming to teach us? V'haya ekev tishma'un. It's coming to emphasize the process. That without the ekev, then there's not going to be anything to talk about. Without the heel of anava, v'haya ekev tishma'un es hamishpatim o'ele. And through the ekev, the heel, the anava, then you'll be able to keep these mishpatim. Nimtza shebechol davar shadam oise. Anything a person does, continues the Rebbe Ramelech, tzarech liya shetiye bu'uvda hi anava. Needs to be done with anava. V'zel v'yekev tishmas mishpatim eila. Pirish b'chol ha-mishpatim eila tiru lahashros b'solcham ha-ekev. With all of the mishpatim, there's got to be an ekev. If there isn't an ekev, if there isn't that humility, everything that's good is held up with anava, with humility, so then the mitzvos will not last. Pirish b'chol ha-mitzvos. And now the Rebbe Ramelech expounds more on the meaning of the pasuk. Pirush, b'chol ha-mitzvos, tif'alu shtei dvarim. Every mitzvah a person does has two parts to it. Echad asiyas ha-mitzvah b'maisa, v'asheni ha-machshava. There's one part that's the action, and the other that's the thought. And the Rebbe adds, v'hi ha-anova v'ha-machshava. The anova goes together with machshava. There's the action of the mitzvah, and then the question becomes whether it's done out of a haughtiness, a proudness, not a proudness that is taking pride in the mitzvah, but a proudness that is haughty, that is full of gaiva. That is going to define, and this is something that all of the great Rebbes and Chassidus emphasize, that's going to define what the ma'isa is. And the Rebbe goes on to explain that that's the meaning of the pasuk. Va'asisem oisam v'shamar. You will do them. But not only are you supposed to do them, v'shamar, you guard them. How do you guard them? You guard them with that machshava tahora of anava. Rabosai, what emerges from the beginning of Parshas Ekev, v'haya ekev tishma'un, is that ultimately, the essence of whether a mitzvah is going to stand, l'shmira, is going to truly be guarded, depends on the machshava of anava. Whether a person is doing it with the appropriate humility, whether a person is doing it from a place that is pure and sincere, or is full of a self-centeredness. Nachzor l'inyaneinu, let's go back to what we had asked about the tefillah, kodem ha-tefillah of the Noam Elimelech. The tefillah, kodem ha-tefillah says, uskashreinu, and tie us together, that phenomenon, ba'ava elecha, that phenomenon of seeing the good of others, that should tie us ba'ava elecha towards you. It could very well be that the Rebbe Ramelech holds that the way in which one comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way in which one has a relationship of shmira, one that is truly pure and guarded, is if it starts, as we saw, with anava. What is anava? Humility is focusing on the good of others, not focusing on our strengths, but rather focusing on the special components of others, and seeing the good of others, and not their shortcomings. V'hoye ekev tishmu'un, that's the pshat in the tefillah. Therefore, Rabosai, as the tefillah seems to indicate, the more that we focus on seeing the good of each other, of being mevater, of saying, I maybe deserve this, but I with simcha and pleasure honor somebody else who might have deserved it less, that is ultimately what brings and now we're ready to focus and look HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the eye. May you be zoche to fully be mekayim v'hoya ekev tishmon.